Did you hear that story about the picture that one lady was challenging Baba and all that? The story about the frame?
No.
You were here that day? No?
Tell that story.
Tell it again.
I heard it, but I like that story. Tell it again.
You have heard it, Eli? No? Here is a lady from... Oh God, I shouldn't have opened the subject yesterday. From England.
Right.
Yeah, right. So, she used to come here, and she comes every now and again, visits again and again. Very elegant young lady, intelligent and all that. You must be knowing, she must have told you the story.
Who is it?
Don't ask me the name.
Okay.
Because the story itself will let you know. So what happens is this, that one day she has been here half a dozen times with us. Means different occasions, years are rolling by. In the course of a conversation and story, and there was not much to be said, and also so something happened here, and all of a sudden I remembered that she was by my side, and I don't know what brought her here. How come that she's coming all the time here? So there must be some attraction, something that draws her here, and I haven't even asked her. So I turned to her and said, "Well, what about your story? Why don't you tell us something as to what brought you? Why are you coming here like that and all that?" She whispers in my ears, "Hey, keep quiet." I said, "What's there in that? See how we share our stories. See, I never spare myself. What's there in that? Why do you want? Come on, share with us. We'll learn something from it. We'll have the joy of it." It's very embarrassing. You know. Don't ask me such things. "Now come on," I said, "be a brave girl, come on. I don't keep anything hidden or anything, I just open up, come on." So at last I coaxed her into saying things. So what she said was, she tells, she is, well, a staunch Catholic, she said, in her younger years, and she loved the Lord intensely, Jesus Christ. She loved him, would meditate, would think of him, regular attendance in the churches and all that. And through some coincidence, she was an avid reader, she had a large circle of people and all that. Through that, somehow or other, she was given the name of one by name Mare Baba. And she said, "Well, what does he have to say now?" He said, "He's the same ancient one, come again." "What?" "Yeah." And hands over some book, his universal message and other things and all that. I read, and she's a teacher, by the way. She takes classes, professor. So she reads, and she read. I said, "Oh, these are the words of truth." Her eyes are open. But how can it be that he is the one? So now what happens, she says, to cut the story short, I have read almost so many books about him, what he says, his philosophy, his this and that and all that, and little tales and this. Everything touches my heart, and I believe that the words are the truth. But is he the truth? This conflict. Whenever I sit to think of him, Mare Baba comes and intervenes there. And I get so wild about it. What about my Jesus? Jesus, you are my Lord. You are the Lord of my heart. This and that. Again, Mare Baba comes there in thoughts. And it's a distraction. You see, all the time is distraction. She can't reconcile. You know. What should she do? How is it possible for me to get rid of him and just hold on to Jesus Christ? But he all the time barges inside, you see. So that was my dilemma for quite a few years. I didn't know what to do. So the mind says, "But why don't you test him? If he is that," he says, "then let him prove himself." The mind tells. My mind tells. That's what she says. And I just shove aside the idea. Words are of truth. And I forget about it. Again, Mer Baba is in between me and my Lord. One day I'm really sad at heart with this situation. I can't reconcile the situation. There's no way out what to do. While I'm sitting on a holiday, I'm sitting in my drawing room. And in the drawing room there are framed pictures. And I'm just looking vacantly at this picture and that frame. And there's a big frame. And I look at it. Mind immediately says, why don't you test him? If he is what he says he is, the picture should fall with the count of 10. The mind says that. The heart says, but suppose if it were to fall with the count of 10, then are you prepared to accept him as your Lord? The mind says, how will it fall? It is there for so many years. How will it fall, mind says. It is there for so many years, you know. Do you mean to say at the count of 10 it will fall all of a sudden like that? The heart says, well, if he is that, it will. So there's a tussle between the heart. That's where it's so ridiculous. She's telling us all now. So ridiculous my story is. For a lady like I am, you know, intelligent and all that, to count on all these little excuses. I say, come on, tell us the full story now. What happened? So now the mind is adamant, says, no, you must test him. Get rid of once for all, we'll find out, you see. How can he be that? So says, okay. So, one. But again the heart says, mind you, if it falls, you'll have to accept. Are you prepared for it? So there's hesitation. My heart is throbbing like anything, like a, you know, like some little puppy that has been caught by something, you know, and how it, you know. So I don't know what to do now. But mind testifies, how is it possible? Why? Come on, count. 2, 3, it went on. Again the heart is there. Again, she narrated very well. 4, again there is a lot of discussion between the heart and the head. It's impossible. Heart says, are you prepared? Are you prepared to accept him? But there's no question of accepting, it won't fall. 6. 7. The heart is throbbing. It's impossible, it will not pass. 7, nothing has happened. It didn't even shake or budge or anything. 8. 9. Now I'm really terrified. What's going to happen? Suppose if it happens, am I prepared? Mind at that time says, whether you are prepared or not, if it falls, then you have to accept it, naturally. 9 1/4. Nothing has happened. 9 1/2. Nothing is going to, how can it happen in a half? 9 3/4. Nothing happened. So very lively she said, 10. Boom, the whole thing will come. And with that, my mind and heart lay prostrate at his feet. That was the end of it all. Can you guess the lady?
No. I don't think I know her. I've not heard the story. Yeah. So, no.
But she doesn't want to tell the story. She doesn't wish to be recognized. She's a teacher. That's how it is. He uses such methods. You know. She's very intelligent. Very intellectual. And this is how Baba treats intellect. Twists the tail of intellect. So that's why I asked you, did this picture split into two or something?